The cross does not merely tell us that God forgives. It tells us that that is God's way of making forgiveness possible. It is the way in which we understand how God forgives. I will go further. How can God forgive and still remain God? That is the question. The cross is the vindication of God. The cross is the vindication of the character of God. The cross not only shows the love of God more gloriously than anything else, it shows His righteousness, His justice, His holiness, and all the glory of His eternal attributes. They are all to be seen shining together there. If you do not see them all, you have not seen the cross. Those words from Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones from The Cross, The Vindication of God. Good morning, Chuck Meether back with you with another catechesis pieces. We're going to go back to number 8 of the Heidelberg Catechism. But are we so depraved that we are completely incapable of any good and prone to all evil? Yes, unless we are born again by the Spirit of God. So to go back to the D. Martin Lloyd-Jones quote, we cannot possibly see the cross unless we have been born again. And Jesus answered, as recorded in John 3:5, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And then again, from the Shorter Catechism, question answer number 20, which we looked at yesterday as well, did God leave all mankind to perish in the estate of sin and misery? God, having out of His mere good pleasure from all eternity, He elected some to everlasting life, did enter into a covenant of grace to deliver them out of the estate of sin and misery and bring them into an estate of salvation by a Redeemer. And support for that comes from Ephesians 1:4, according as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. Also from Romans 3:21, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. And in verse 22, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. If we are to shine together, we need to see the cross. And to see that cross, we need to be born again. And as we are liberated from the old man, may we this day walk as new men and new women and new children, shining as the light of God's people. Be a walking epistle today, and may we radiate His righteousness, His justice, His holiness in all of our actions.